When you need to work quickly and confidently, you need Grammarly. It's a trusted AI writing partner that helps you get work done faster with better writing. And it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Get AI writing support that works where you work. Sign up and download for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly, easier said, done.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Collecting information about my next guest for this exact moment. Ladies and gentlemen, Stephen Colbert! This reminds me of when we were working on Strangers with Candy. I think I have a photograph here. Look how calm I am. No, that's you guys. Anyway, Strangers with Candy. And we were doing the hit and run episode, and I had to drive the car. And you and Paul Dinello hated that. And I was trying to talk you into hiring my ex-gay boyfriend to be on the show. And you guys did not want him to be on the show. But we were in the convertible, and I had to drive the car. Remember that? You guys were so scared.
That you were driving?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what this reminds me of. Okay.
Because you don't know how to drive.
I know.
And there are actual people you could have killed.
Yeah.
Even though you could have hit somebody, and even though the episode was about you actually running someone over, we didn't want to make it that funny.
And Stephen Colbert
I want to say it was my pleasure. I think, as I've said to you before, like 15 years where we worked together pretty intensively. And I like to tell people that writing for you was one of the proudest things I've ever
really?
Done.
Really?
Because you're one of the funniest people on the planet.
Oh.
And to have written anything that you said was a real source of pride for me. I brag about it.
Well, I couldn't. Your Jerry Blank and Paul's Jerry Blank was so much better than my Jerry Blank after a while. I couldn't even do her. I was like, what do I say? And then another thing is when you got dressed for Noblet, and you were trying to tell Vicki Farrell, the wardrobe lady, how you wanted to dress as Noblet. You were dressed the exact same way. You said, I want pleats in my pants, khaki. And he was dressed. This is Noblet right here, Stephen Colbert's Noblet. He's this guy.
I think show it to that guy right there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You got that?
I would come to Strangers with Candy every day, and I would take off an outfit exactly like that.
Yep.
And put that on. It was like, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. If everyone in Mr. Rogers was morally bankrupt.
I'm just going to mention a few things, the trigger things, okay? What I mean? Like, I'm going to get to that in a second. But first of all, if you could have anyone over for dinner, dead or alive, what would you wear? Just kidding. What would you serve? What would you serve? Dead or alive?
Anyone I wanted over, dead or alive, what would I serve?
Yes.
Crab cakes.
I knew it! Really?
Crab cakes. I made them last night.
You did?
I made crab cakes last night,
Did you get the crab in a tub?
They were pre-made. They were pre-made. Pre-made crab cakes. We have a really good, where I live, there's a really good seafood store. But I also got some oysters and some crabs, and I roasted some carrots with a miso glaze.
Oh, my goodness. What was the occasion?
Thank you. Thank you. It's just Sunday night.
Oh, okay.
I just love to cook on Sundays.
Okay.
Very relaxing. Now, as you know, I am not a good cook.
Now, Stephen, you know, you hear
you
that,
and your
you know.
Brother, Ooh. You and your brother used to enjoy making fun of things you heard me cooking.
Yes.
Yes.
You would tell me what you made, and I would hang up and call Dave, and I would make fun of you. Yes.
And I love you, and I love you still, even though you did that.
But it's just, I love bad ideas, and they were a lot of bad ideas. The ingredients did not go together. They did not go together. A lot of times, they didn't go together. I'm not going to fight. But are you still making your shrimp paste?
I do still make my shrimp
paste. Has it improved?
No, it's very good to begin with. My shrimp paste is a...
live bait, that's what it smelled like. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, I have this down. Okay, I'm going to mention something, trigger words, and you tell me if it's...
Trigger words?
Trigger word.
Trigger words.
You'll
okay.
See what I mean.
So, okay, I might have an emotional response
yeah,
to
you
these
might
words.
Have. If I say, he's got a knife, I'll cut your throat, whore.
That is someone screaming outside the building that you and I and Paul lived in. We all had the apartments in the same building.
That's right.
There was a club in the basement called the Jazz Bulls.
That's right.
Which had the oldest liquor license in Chicago, I believe. And every night, they played till like 4 o'clock in the morning at the Jazz Bulls. And so people would come drunk out of the Jazz Bulls screaming, going, I'm gonna slash your ties, Tony! F*** you, I know that you was Cheryl! I'm cutting your tires, Tony! There's a lot of that,
yeah,
and we
yeah.
didn't know what. We didn't want to get involved.
No,
but the Jazz Bulls, the great thing about it is that, so it's two floors down below you guys, and I'm on the fourth floor, because you're on the second, I'm on the fourth. But these guys are blowing hard into the middle of the night, and so you'd hear this. You're trying to go to bed, and it was just paper-thin walls. So you'd hear this. And then you'd hear like the door would open to Jazz.
That's really good.
All night long. And they asked, didn't they ask you like, please don't do laundry until there's a drum solo?
Probably. Oh, my God.
Because there was, because it was too loud.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, until the drum solo, please don't turn on your washing machine or something like that.
Joshua Tree. And how being a gentleman backfired.
We were on the road together for many
years. Who's we? I'm sorry.
You and me.
Yeah, yeah.
And Paul Dinello were on the road together for many years with the Second City. And it was absolutely joyful. There's nothing to do when you're on the road but be on the road. You can't. You'd like to be responsible, but you can't.
Right.
You're not home. You can't pay your bills. There's no internet. You can't, like, communicate with people. We didn't have cell phones. You were truly out and alone. And it was wonderful. It was so great to be really lost in America.
It's true.
And whenever we would get someplace where we could actually go off where there was no sign of man, where it was just middle of the desert, up in the hills, out in the woods, we would want to get away from anything. So we go out in the middle of Joshua Tree and we hike for a couple hours out into the desert. And when we make it back to the car, there's just one bottle of water in there.
Mm-hmm.
At least just half of a cup of water.
It was a cup of ice that melted.
My cup of ice. And so I was about to take a sip of this. It had just finished melting. It was ice cold. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, Amy, why don't you have the
gentleman.
First sip like this? And you take a sip. You took a sip. You said, oh, thank you. You took a sip. And then you poured it out into the sand.
I'm
Joshua Tree, and I held you down, and I rubbed sand in your hair and your face and down your shirt.
Just my face like that.
Exactly. And that is actually, might have been when I knew that I just loved you.
Oh, see?
Because I felt like I was doing it to my sister.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
How lovely.
And Paul, you just laughed. Paul, did you laugh?
Yeah, he laughed.
You did laugh. That's when I wasn't sure whether I loved you anymore.
I just want to say, Stephen, this was a lot of fun.
Well,
they're telling
you.
Me to wrap up.
Thank you for doing it.
And I want thank you for having me on your show, seriously, and for doing this. And then I'm going to put these in because I heard your interview with Conan O'Brien and the thing that made you laugh the most, right?
Yeah.
So you had to listen to the Conan O'Brien podcast to know what this means.
What it meant was is that you and Paul broke me from being serious. I was, like, serious about doing, you know, like, comedy sketches, and you guys would always... around on stage. And we're like, I'd be like, those aren't the lines. That's not the scene is ruined if you change the lines. And so I would never change anything in the scene. And you thought that was bad for me to be like that. And so you would do things to try to break me on stage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like if I had a pimple on my nose because we were young, you would say, hello, Dr. Lighthouse, or whatever when I walked on stage.
Probably,
and you would completely deny whatever initiations or whatever we were doing. And then one night I came out and I was supposed to, I know what it was. We were singing a song. I was supposed to come over and pick you up. It was called Four Stone Guys.
Oh, good for you.
Wasn't Four Stone Guys? No, it wasn't Four Stone Guys.
Four Stone Guys.
Pardon me, I couldn't help noticing you standing there.
Oh, my God, a memory.
And the way the light hits your hair. I'm supposed to sing that.
Yeah.
Your back's on me.
And
you turn around with those teeth in.
And he lost it.
And I burst out laughing, and I was so mad at you and me that I went backstage and I locked myself in the bathroom and I wouldn't come out.
It's true. Cry.
And you stood outside that bathroom door, and the two of you mocked me. You mocked me, Mercy. Are you crying? And I realized in that room that you had broken something in me, and I came out a changed man. I went, no, they're right. What am I doing? And I came out, and I was never as professional as I should be again.
And here we are.
Thank you for that. And here we are. Amy Sedaris, everybody.
Dana Colbert, everybody.
This has been The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We'll be back next week with all new episodes. If you're enjoying The Late Show Pod Show, leave us a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount Plus. And for more exclusive Late Show content, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.